The morning is nearly gone when we reach the tree line, where the trail opens into the steep alpine meadow on Algonquin Mountain, one of New York's highest peaks.
From here on up, it's pretty much exposed rock. We should be getting good breezes and nice views.
Kathy Regan is my guide today. She's with the Nature Conservancy, and 10 years ago, it was her passion for these mountains that helped launch the Summit Stewards, a program to protect and restore these fragile alpine meadows.
This loose gravel here is actually habitat that the plants could come in if people weren't walking on it. Oops, and these cigarette butts, yeah. You can see an area here, though, you'll start seeing this more and more, where there's a whole tuft of vegetation that has eroded. And this is where you can see, this is all the soil there is, and what are we, about 8 inches high? It's all the soil that there is up here. And when it starts eroding, it just washes away.
When outsiders think of the Adirondacks, this is often the first sort of place that comes to mind. Rugged, glacier-carved escarpments of rock, plunging ravines, and incredible views. These mountains draw hundreds of people a day in the warmer months, often in large groups, as many as 60 at a time. But the species of moss and lichen underfoot on these popular summits aren't meant for this kind of traffic. With help from the Adirondack Mountain Club and the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, the stewards, college students mostly, earning a modest stipend, have built trails and put in rock to slow the erosion. They try to meet every group that reaches the top, spreading word that man is welcome here so long as he's careful.
I think we might be standing. We were in, like...
Today there are several troops of boys making the climb, Boy Scouts, day campers, one group from Camp Greylock in Beckett, Massachusetts. They've driven 5.5 hours to get here, and their energy is bottled up, ready for release on the windswept mountain.
No, I'm serious.
I am.
No, you're not. Move.
Summit steward Sean Robinson has gathered the Camp Greylock boys together. He's a young man himself, tanned and easygoing, but eager to tell the story of the mountain he's working to protect.
There may be root systems growing there, because before they pop their heads up, they have to get a good structure down below. And so it's very important to stay off those areas, too, because by stepping on them, basically what happens is you crush the root system. But do you guys have any questions?
The boys are fascinated by Robinson, more curious about him than the mountain's plants and lichens. Does he live year-round on Algonquin? How fast can he climb? Does he get lonely up here? In fact, the stewards live in remote base camps just below the tree line, making the 1,000-foot trek to the summit each morning. Through the spring and summer months, they spend 5 days a week in the wilderness, packing in their supplies, staying in touch with park rangers by two-way radio. For Robinson and the dozen other stewards stationed on the most popular peaks, seeing kids like these is a wonderful thing. People should come here, they say, but in a way that doesn't harm the ecosystem. Andrew Medder is from Camp Greylock. He's worked hard all day to reach the top of Algonquin. Looking out, he's dazed and joyous.
The view is beautiful. I'm glad I accomplished something that's like so hard to climb with all the rocks and all that. You can see everything.
This year, the Summit Stewards' work has gone beyond education and traffic control. With new grant monies, the Nature Conservancy has brought in alpine biologist Matt Scott, who's doing a survey of highland species, a sort of baseline inventory using global positioning satellites.
The GPS will help geographically reference certain points and vegetation communities up here and help us understand better what we have and what we've also lost. Certain summits and certain parts of certain summits are especially degraded, areas that just can't be recovered.
There are 6 million acres inside the Adirondack Park. Only 85 of them are alpine. These tiny ancient communities of goldenrod and leatherleaf and deer's hair sedge have endured here for thousands of years, uniquely adapted to the cold and the harsh winds, and yet supremely vulnerable. According to the Summit Stewards, their job is to make people notice and take care. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann on New York's Algonquin Mountain.